Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. What's your passion? Veteran adventurer Georgie White turned her passion into a career by combining the need to make a living with her love for the desert rivers of Utah and Arizona. Along the way, she became a pioneer of commercial river rafting, now one of Utah's most important outdoor recreation industries. Georgie White first saw the Grand Canyon on a hike with her friend Harry Ailson in 1944. They couldn't afford a boat, so made plans to swim the Colorado River through part of the canyon. The following summer, Harry and Georgie navigated powerful currents and near hypothermic conditions during their three-day, 60-mile swim to Lake Mead. Georgie was hooked. With the end of World War II, surplus boats were plentiful, and the pair obtained a neoprene raft that proved ideal for running rapids. Georgie ran many trips alone in Grand Canyon, sometimes up to 3 weeks, before she hit upon the idea of sharing the expense. In 1951, her new Royal River Rats Company began regular, no-frills raft trips, and by 1955 was guiding passengers down the San Juan, Cataract, Glen, and Grand Canyons. Georgie was the first woman to run the Grand Canyon as a commercial enterprise and developed the G-Rig, which was three rafts lashed together for stability in large rapids. After a successful passage through Grand Canyon, Georgie would initiate her passengers into the Royal River Rat Society by breaking a raw egg over their heads. Life magazine profiled the 1961 trip that included then-Interior Secretary Stuart Udall. The magazine called her a new kind of iron-nerved mermaid. She was known to navigate the G-Rig with a tiller in one hand and a beer in the other, wearing a full-length leopard skin leotard. Georgie's passion for river running kept her in business for 45 years until her death at 81. She once said, "I fell in love with the river, married it, and I don't plan no divorce." We should all be so lucky. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by the Utah State Historical Society. Find sources and past episodes at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Van Frank.